mission is going to adopt this pay set service method.
Subit, I'm once again learning this with you from the Hora Yehuda, where the sun is shining, Baruch Hashem, where it is shown. The sky is clear, and the birds are singing in the mountains of Yehuda, and Shetan HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Mekayim slowly. Shama Bara Yehuda Vahutas Yushalayim Kal Sefer Kal Simcha. It should be a full Kal Sefer Kal Simcha, and all the other Nevuas should be Mekuyim in our lifetime. We're going to pick up about 8-10 lines from the bottom on Pei Zayin on the base, dealing with the topic that the Mishnah has discussed in the bottom of Pei Zayin on the Aleph, and that is Pogemes Ksuba. Pogemes Ksuba is a case in where a woman admits that part of her Ksuba has been paid back, but not all of it, and then there's a disagreement of how much of the money has been paid back. So the Mishnah had told us that if Eid Echad Me'ida Shei Parua, if an Eid Echad also testifies on the husband's behalf, saying that was paid back, so then in such a case, she has to make a shura to be able to collect the Ksuba. If the only way the husband could prove his position is only with one aid, so then in such a case, if she has the ksuva, so then she will win if she makes the shura. Hence, the Mishnah says, the last medium-sized line on Pei Zayin Amos, Meid Echad, she, Meidah, she, Perua, Loti, Parah, the only way a woman will be able to collect in such a case is with a shura. We're going to pick up with the Gemara about 10 lines from Zayin Eid Echad Meidah Shei Perua. Now, Rabbi Bar Kama has a very, very interesting observation. Is this a local halacha in Ksuba, or is actually this one of the biggest sugyos in Eidos, and that is a halacha of Eid Echad Meshura? And that is, as we're going to see, the Torah Kedosha tells us in the Vorn, Le'yakun Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Avon L'chol Chapas, that an Eid Echad is normally not effective. The Chazal tell us that it is enough to be Mechayev a Shavua. This appears in Shavuos on the Fenem Amal, the Sugiv Eid Echad, and Rami Bar Chama thinks, maybe the two are connected, some Rami Bar Chama Lameimer, Shavua Beraisa. Rami Bar Chama thought to say that Shavua is Beraisa. This is the Shavua of Eid Echad Beraisa. Yakun Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Avon L'chol Chapas, the Pasuk in Zvar and Yutes tells us that Eid Echad cannot make someone culpable, L'chol Avon L'chol Chapas, whether it's for a sin that is required payment or for a karmic chapas, who they in a karmic. I will come with a shua, but he would be mechayev you a shua. V'amar makom makom sheshnayim mechayev nosa mamon. If there would be two aidim, that would be mechayev mamon. So for example, if two aidim would say that the husband paid, so then in such a case the woman would lose the case. So echad mechayev shua, one would be mechayev shua. So too over here, maybe that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Rabba answers, five months about design and wish they choose to govern. Hold up, there are two reasons why that's not correct. Number one, the call in Ishmael Shabbatera, Nishman Vilom Shaman. But the general rule of thumb, let's take the classic case of Shuat Moldova Mitzas. The Gemara tells us in Bava Mitzia, on Daf Gimel, as well as in Bava Kama Kuzayin, the idea, Ashi Yomarki Huzeh Hazal Darshan, that this is a source for the idea that if someone admits 250 out of the claim of 100% of the Toveya, then they have to make a Shuat Moldova Mitzas to exempt themselves for the other 50. This is a good example because the rule tells us in the Mishnah in Shuas in the 7th parak is Minat Torah, one is always Nishbain Vilom Shaman. So the case of Moldova Mitzas, he makes a Shua and he's exempt on the other 50. However, it comes to this case, points out Rava, he Nishbain Vilom Shaman. Here, she's making a Shua and she's able to collect the Ksuba. So that proves that we're not talking about the Dinda Arisa of Shua's Eid Echad Ve'od. And another reason why I'm talking about the Dinda Arisa of Shua's Eid Echad is English Manak Fiyoshiba Kakos. That the rule of thumb is that the only time you make a Shua is if the Din Torah is about the Talpurin and not Karza. And over here, when it comes to Ksuba, Ksuba is Meshuba for Karka. Therefore, if the Ksuba is Meshuba is a big, big discussion in terms of halacha l'maisa, whether ksuba is limited to the rule of Amish b'nakirishiba telkos, or a shura would be made in a case of a din Torah of ksuba. The Rambam and Reb Chaim in his Perush on the Rambam spend a lot of time trying to explain why the Rambam goes against this Gemara and seemingly a few others. And where the Rambam concludes that in a din Torah there would be a shura on a ksuba. But either way, Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, with the assumption of Enish Bon Aksir Shiba Karkos, it can't be that Shura over here is a Din D'Araisa, Midrabanan, Kitev Hafez Daitu Shabbat. It's a Shura Midrabanan in order to make the husband calm down. In other words, that we're not just going to strip the money away from the husband, but we're going to show him we're going to take his claim seriously and force the woman to make sure that the Takana Midrabanan. I'm a Fafa, Ifikea Happy. If the husband is a smart man, he'll be able to bring her to a state where she'll have to not only make a shura d'rabbanan, but rather a shura d'araisa. The Rashi points out that the difference between whether there is a shura d'araisa or d'rabbanan is large, and that is if it's going to be a shura mid'rabbanan, so then in such a case, there is no need for a sefer Torah. And there isn't a requirement that she utters the Shem Hashem. However, Shua Bereisa is a very, very intense procedure. The Gemara in Shua Sanam Hesh describes you take her into a haunted house. Not only any person that makes a Shua Bereisa take her into a haunted house, they have to hold a Sefer Torah, and so on and so forth. So, it would be to his advantage to intimidate her to bring her to Shua Bereisa. How? You have what Suvasa Ba'api Chatzat. He would give her the ksuba in front of 1 8. The son of Sada Kama as the other Bacha. And then he'll be able to combine two different Aiden. And then he will take the Aiden that are now two Aiden and present seals of Nova. Rashi explains of a wrong. Rashi explains what that means. Take a look at Rashi, we'll do the two Rashis. The Sama Sada on the last wide line on the top says Rashi, Sama Sada Tamar said the Basi, he was Shane Yachar Bezman. He will bring two Aiden to Bezman. One that testified that the Ksuba had already been paid. The second, who had actually seen him pay the Ksuba, as we had mentioned before. So Yidush Manshus got the Ksuba. So two will testify that she accepted that she did get the Ksuba. Umukach Lahani, Lahani Tamari Bahava. It's the Emma Pala Arishan continues Rashi. The husband will claim that the first payment, the Yomer Muga in Etzeya, and will say that there was a Hava. Sharif about the Ksuba and Saint Seamus, because you got the Ksuba effect in hand. Now, there are two sets of Aiden that say that her Ksuba was. However, each one of those times that the had a different set of Aiden, we should take that, but when she denies, the Talmud Loki about the Arab Hamasas, and says, I only got it the second time, made Echa made on Roshana, and then there's an aid that says, no, you got it the first time, so now he could shoot their Raisa, so now she has a shoot their Raisa, and the Shabbat, so then and then in such a case, it would be a Shura in which she's just denying that there's a field of halva, but she's not coming to collect. And at the same time now, the husband is going to be scoffed if she doesn't want to make a shura. And what about the other problem? We have the income shiba karkos. It's not going to be a case of a shura shiba karkos. She'll only crack ksuba tova, because it's not, the din Torah is no longer on the ksuba. It's rather the case in which it's a halva. It's now alone where he says, wait a second, I paid you twice according to the set of Aiden, and therefore you owe me a halva. So what's going to happen? She's going to deny the halva. She's going to deny that there ever was a loan. And then, in such a case, we will have an instance where she's going to be forced to make a shura d'araisa.
After Rashi agrees,
Shisha, excuse me, Brilliant, Sour Passion. Mask of Rav Shisha, Bray Davidi, Hair Samasad, Dama, Asaw, the Dasra. Over here, you're joining these two Aiden together. If you're not going to join the two Aiden together, explains Rashi, then what's going to emerge is that once she makes a Shavua, so then in such a case, she's going to end up collecting, be able to collect the third time. And what will happen is that she'll make a Shavua that you didn't pay me back. And then in such a case, instead of helping the guy, you now hurt him. Yes, you'll be the chayiv to make the shura, but once you make the shura to retort against the aid echad, so then in such a case, she'll be able to collect. And to say that each one of the two aidim joined together, that's not true, because each one of the aidim are testifying to two different events of payment, and ultimately they cannot join together. And if she counters with a shula, then she should be able to collect a third time. And one more, she should pray to have an easy, so she should pray to have an easy needs to give another terrence. Yavak subasa da api sada tanwa, misada matsura. We need to think a little bit with the case over here. The case that we're talking about is that he's going to pay her back in front of two aiden. The aid of the previous payment, as well as with a new aid. That sada kama means the aid from the original payment with another new aid. And then mukim lalahana kamoi mahalva. And then he'll have set her up with on the first aid that she's now going to need to make Yeshua the Raisa on the halva. So that is how we're going to be able to elevate and leverage, as the Gemara describes from Rav Papa, in the case of this husband that's at the gap, that he'll actually put her in a position that she'll end up having to make the shul d'oraisa. Master of Ashi, Akati Yechol Lameimer, Shtei Ksumas Havoi. No, she could retort and say that there were two Ksumas. If she retorts and says that there's two Ksumas, and there is no Halva, then there's no room for a Shura Daraisa. The only way you're going to get a Shura Daraisa is if we take it outside of the realm of Ksuba, as the Gemara had delineated on the bottom of Tezayin on the base. So, she could still retort, I'm not Chayiv a Shura Daraisa, because our Dinto is only over a Ksuba. Elamar Ravashi, who the Moda Lahu. The reason why we're talking about a case of a Halva and not a Dintara of a Ksuba is because he, the husband, informed the aid. Rashi spells this out beautifully. Indeed, I'm not told the Modelu exactly what Rashi says. Let's take a look inside. About halfway through the narrow lines of Rashi. The Modelu, Lasada Tama Ubatra, he testifies in front of where he states in front of the aid on the first and the second payment, before he makes the second payment to the woman, I already paid the ksuba. The ikofes, and she denied it. And now I want to pay it again, the shame ksuba. She was shmeling the mitzvah. That there are two ladies. And then I'm going to claim that I already paid back the first time. The Yeshua Lane ate Echad. The Tiskaya Shua the Raisa. In such a case, he will be able to be Shua the Raisa. Because he's saying, you should know that this time, it's not because of Rochel's Suba really that paying her, but this is my game plan. I want to take her to a Din Torah on the Hava. The Kiyo Shamil, the Vomisayera. And since the eight kama does not support her claim that she never received the ksuba, and the Baal already took away the possibility that there are two ksubas over here, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's considered shura on a halva. We learned in our Mishnah, Minachat and Mishubad, that the halacha is that a woman has to make a shura if she's going to collect from Nechatsim that were already bought by someone else from the husband, but were on leave for the ksuba. So you know
she's entitled to take from these liens from the lekuchos. Nevertheless, she has to make a shura to not have them. We learned in a Mishnah v'chein and Yisrael and Yifu held up a shura that the same halacha applies. The Mishnah Shura tells us that when it comes to Yisomim, when there is a chol, the only way it is paid is with a shura. Now, we're being intentionally vague by not spelling out exactly who is making the shura, because the Gemara is going to struggle with that. As Gemara immediately asks, Niman, who is collecting from whom and who is making the shura? Ilema Malvet. If we're going to say that the Yisomim are the ones who inherited a credit that their parents had given. In other words, Reuven had lent money to Shimon, and now Reuven passed away, and Reuven and Yisomim are coming to collect the money. And the chiddush of the Mishnah in Shulis, just like we have learned in Ksubis on page 9 number alpha in the Mishnah, is that there is a requirement of a shura that needs to be made by the Yisomim in order to collect their father's debt. Ask to the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Hashem v'im shokul b'lo shura. Their father would be able to collect without a shura. V'im v'im Yisomim b'shura. You can tell, say that they're going to need to make a shura. Elba hachi kama. Rather, you have to learn as follows. V'im a Yisomim min a Yisomim. If Reuven's Yisomim come to lack, from Shimon Yisomim. Shimon has now passed away. Lo Yifru El B'Shua. Then, the only way they could collect is with a Shua. Amar Zvikam Rav Yehuda Lo Shanu El Shom Yisomim Amar Lonu Abba Livisi Uparati. The only time that this applies is if Shimon Yisomim say, oh yes, Reuven Yisomim, it's true that our father once owed your father money, but he paid back, and he, our father told us that he paid back. Abba Amru. But if Yisomim say, Amru Bano Abba Lo Livisi, that our father said that he didn't borrow. Then the halacha is that Reuven's children will not be able to collect at all, even if they made a shura, because they deny, Shimon's children deny it entirely. Ask to the Mara, ask to the Rava, does that make any sense? Adrabba, the opposite should be true. Kol ha'omer lo levisi, kol lo parati. If they say that our father didn't borrow, so then they're conceding, of course, that they didn't pay. This is an important cloud that we have in both Batsu.vov as well. Kol ha'omer lo levisi, kol lo parati, which is a beautiful rule. It makes a lot of sense. If someone says they didn't borrow, then of course they're saying they didn't pay as well. If that's so, explains Rashi, then actually Shimon should lose, and his descendants should lose, because there is a shtar over here, Rashi tells us. And since there is a shtar, so now they're conceding they hadn't paid. Ella, so we need to fix something that Rabbi Zreika had said in the Rabbi Yehuda. Eliyata Hachi Yitma, Rabbi Zreika and Rabbi Yehuda, we got the teaching wrong. They rather meant to teach something else. Lo shana lo shana yisomim amr lanu abba levisi uparati. The only time that Reuven's descendants are going to need to make a shura is a case in which Shimon's descendants say, yes, there was a loan. Our father told us, and he paid back. But if Shimon's descendants say, I'm a bon rabo, obviously, our father said he didn't borrow in the front, shura b'shura, then in such a case, Reuven could collect without a shura, because there's a shtar. And they had said, lo levisi, and we have our rules from Baba Basra.vov, shukoloim, lo levisi, koim, lo parati, dummy. When a person says they didn't borrow, it's considered as if they said they didn't pay. The Gemara now goes on to analyze the next thing in the Mishnah on the bottom of page Zayin Amud Aleph, and that was v'nifrash lo b'farn v'loti parah lo b'shua. Another takana of shua by ksuba is if the husband is not around, so then even if the woman pulls out a kosher ksuba, the only way she'll be able to collect is with a shua. That was a takana that was made that the Gemara is going to here explain the motivation for that takana. Amar Abaka Sarabira Maisa Rabbi Yitzchak Ban Tuchia. A shayla came up in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Ban Tuchia, and he said the following observation in our Mishnah. Lo shanu, this requirement that a shura has to be made when a person is coming to collect from someone else's estate, and the actual Baal Chov, the one who has to pay, is not there. Like in the case of where the woman is coming to collect from the husband, and he's not there, that there's a requirement of a shura. Loi shanu, that only applies to Ksuba Shisha. That was our halacha that was instituted in regards to Ksuba Shisha, Rishum China. China is an expression that we've had previously, and that is that there were certain takanas that were made that we wanted to encourage women to marry men. There is a mitzvah for men to marry women, and there isn't a mitzvah for a woman to marry a man. So there were incentives that were given to women to get married. One of those things is that, don't worry, you'll be able to collect your ksuba. Even if the husband is not around, nevertheless, you'll be able to collect your ksuba. We'll only ask a shura from you. I will bow chol, but if Reuven comes up from Shimon and Shimon is not around, the law, no way Reuven can collect even with a shua. The Rav Amar of Nachman, Rav disagrees. I feel about Chov, so the same halacha applies to about Chov. Shelo yekolech avecha notel malus of shel chaveru. Because when it comes to loans as well, we have a fear that Reuven is going to borrow money from Shimon. So olech v'yoshim dinas hayam. And then what's going to happen is that Shimon is going to try to collect, and Reuven is going to disappear and go to a foreign country. Not to know, they'll officially love it. And ultimately then, people who have money are going to stop lending because it's going to become so difficult to collect. So therefore, when it comes to the case of ksuba, there was a takana that was made that a woman can collect her ksuba, even if the husband is not around, with a shura, because if we would say no, that you need to prove it to the man himself, the women won't want to get married in the first place, because they won't believe that the ksuba will be really effective if they need to get divorced or if the husband dies, and therefore they're not going to get married in the first place. And Rava concludes that the same applies in regards to Baal Chov as well, that you could collect even if the Baal Chov is not here and collect from the estate, because if we weren't going to require that, then people will stop lending money. We also learned in our Mishnah, which appears on the top of Pei Zayin Amel, Shimon Amel calls man Shita Vaz Ksubasa, Hayarshin Mashbiyan Osa. Anytime that she wants to collect her Ksuba, then the Yarshin could say, we're not going to pay you unless you make a Shmua. The Mishnah goes on to say in the name of Rabbi Shimon, two lines at top design of the base, and even the rock Ksuba and Yarshin Mashbiyan Osa. But if she doesn't demand the Ksuba, then the Yarshin cannot demand a Shmua. Now this is a very, very cryptic line in the Mishnah. What exactly is the case of the Mishnah where we say that the Yarshin can't make her Rabbi Shimon Ahaya, what exactly was Rabbi Shimon talking about? Rabbi Yirmiya Aha. V'nifrat shelo b'fanav, lo tipara ela b'shua. We learned that the halacha is that if she's collecting through when the husband's not around, there is a requirement of shua. Lo shna v'nizoni, v'lo shna v'ksuba. According to the Tanakhama, whether she's collecting the zonis or whether she's collecting a ksuba, if the husband is not around, the yisomim are allowed to demand the shura. That's why Shimon, the main Rav Shimon, came along, he explains to Gemara, and told us on the top, in the Mishnah, of the Zion of the Days on top, Kod Man, Shetavaz Ksuba Yashim Ashkenaz. That when it comes to the ksuba, then they're allowed to demand the shura. Ain't not Tavaz Ksuba, so if they're not demanding the ksuba, ain't Yashim Mashkenaz. But if we're talking about the halachos of Mizonos, or any other case of Apotropis, so then in such a case, the Yisomim cannot say, wait a second, are you handling all of the husband's finances in a way that the halacha dictates? And prove it to us by making a shura. That claim, according to Rabbi Shimon, does not apply to anything aside from the ksuba. For the other parts of the state, they're not allowed to insist on a shura. And a woman will be able to collect even without a shura. And this is celebrated later on Kuf Dalet on the days in a Mishnah as a machlokes between Hanan and a group referred to as Bnei Kohan. It's not. A man went to a foreign land and the woman says, I'm entitled to Mizonos. Hanan Omer Tishava Besoyt Kuvoy Tishava Betchiva. Tanan said that a shmua is made at the end that the monies that she took were legitimate, that she was entitled to for mizonos, and she doesn't make a shmua beforehand. Let the Quran and a Khan Gov Amr Tishama Tchilat itself. And the Khan Gadol is saying no, that she needs to make a shmua both initially as well as after. Shmua would be that she didn't collect the mizonos. The second would be that she didn't collect too much. Rabbi Shimon Kichanan, maybe we can suggest that Rabbi Shimon is following Hanan, who say that you only need to make a shmua b'sof. Rabbanan Kibnei Kohanim Gedol. Maskev Rav Sheshet, the Gemara quotes Rav Sheshet as questioning this. Hayarshin Mashpin Osa, Benzin Mashpin Osa, Niboyle. Who is the one that's going to insist that there is a shmua? Is it the Salmim? There aren't the case of the Salmim that she needs to make a shmua to, because the husband is alive. It's a case of Benzin. And therefore, the issue over here is not the same issue as swearing to the Yarshin questions, Rav Sheshet. Ella Amar Rav Sheshet, rather Rav Sheshet suggests, the discussion that we're having about what Rabbi Shimon is referring to on the top of the Zion of the Days of the Mishnah is going on a totally different case. Elamar Sheshet Aha is going on the following case. Hocha Nikeva Baila Lubei Savir. Oshe Chazar Lubei Chamel Velo Nasis Apotropia. In a case of where a woman has had her husband pass away and she goes and takes from the estate to provide only naturally for her husband's kibur. Or she has returned to her in-law's estate, but an apotropis was not made. In a Yarshin Mashbinosa. So in such a case, then the Yarshin cannot force her to make a shmur. That's this apotropia, but even apotropis was made, then Yarshin Mashbinosa Abba. Then the Yarshin could insist on a shmur in the past, but he Mashbinosa Abba Shabba. For us, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, this idea that there are only limited times where you can force a woman to make a shmua, that Rabbi Shimon says, call Sasha to ask Subasa Yarshin Mashbinosa. Ain't not to ask Subasa, ain't Yarshin, Ayarshin Mashbinosa. The only time, adds Rabbi Shimon, that they can insist on a shmua is if she demands her ksuba. The only time that they're allowed to demand the shmua is when we're dealing with the ksuba. But as her role as an apotropis, claims Rabbi Shimon, you can never make her make a shmua. Who come in with thee, and this issue of once an apotropis has been appointed, whether a woman could be required to make a shmua, even if it does not involve the ksuba, who come in with thee, looks at Abishol Barabbanan. That is an achokin to Abishol Barabbanan in Gittin on Noon Days. An apotropis that's appointed by the father, you don't have to make sure. No, Bezal lo Yisha, appointed by Bezal, they don't make sure. Abishol lo Machius Hadvar. Abishol disagrees, and he says, we know Bezal Yishava, those apotropis that are appointed by Bezal do need to make a shua. We know Abishol lo Yishava. But if they're appointed by the Yisomen, you don't have to make a shua. Suggest the Gemara the following chidush. Rabbi Shimon to Abishol, Rabbanan to Rabbanan. Maybe we can say that Rabbi Shimon is following the opinion of Abishol. To understand what the Gemara is suggesting, we need to understand Abishol's Gemara. Abishol holds that the Abi HaYisomim, the apotropis that is appointed by the Yisomim, does not have to make a shua. The reason for that is that we're afraid, Abishol argues, that if we're going to insist that appointment of an Abi Yisomim needs to make a shua, no one is ever going to want to become an apotropis. If they're working for business, that's their job. But Abishol is worried that no apotropis is going to be made if we're going to insist on a shura. So too, suggests the Gemara, that might be behind the svara of Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that when the woman is not being prepared to shura, we don't require a shura? It's because we're afraid that if we're going to insist that she makes the shura, she's going to say, why do I need such a headache? Why would I ever want to get involved in dividing the estate appropriately if someone's going to come and sue me. I'm not going to get involved and help the estate at all. I'm just going to take my ksuba and run away. Now, that's not good, because now there are going to be yesomim that need to be provided for, and the husband's wife is not going to want to for fear of retribution. So just like Abishol says that we want to encourage people to become apotropios without fear of retribution, and therefore we don't require them to make a shura, so too Rabbi Shimon is going to say the same thing. Says the Gemara, Maskevor Abaye. Abaye challenges, is that the rationale? Hai calls Mashu Tovas Ksubasa in Tovas Miboile. It doesn't fit in the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's language was Kozman, anytime that she's Tovea the Ksuba. According to our explanation right now, the issue is in Tovas. If it's a Ksuba, so then in such a case, the Abaka should be that she should make a shura. If it's not a ksuba who deals with any type of estate issue, she shouldn't have to make a shura. And that would fit nicely with Abishol. However, the rush of the Mishnah is any time she's done a ksuba, so then in such a case, she always has to make a shura. Whether it's from the estate, argues Abayik, or whether it deals with the ksuba. Whether it deals with taking care of issues for the yisovim or the ksuba. But according to Abishol's logic, it should only require a shura if we're talking about whether she's tovel or ksuba. And therefore, the lashon should not be called not, but rather imtovas. And therefore, that sends a bayi in an entirely different direction in terms of explaining Rabbi Shimon. Aha! Rabbi Shimon's going back on something else. This goes back to what we learned earlier on Pei Vav on the base. Kotsavla. The Baal Meister, when you come to collect the ksuba, then neder shura eini alecha, that I am not going to make any neder or demand of you any shura in a case where you come to collect the ksuba, eini alecha. So then in such a case, he cannot assist, even if the alecha says that she needs to make the shura in such a case when she comes to collect the ksuba. Neder shura eini v'lo yoshai, v'lo barbu yoshai alecha, v'al yoshai al barbu yoshai. And not only in regards to myself, but even my yorshim, says the husband, will not be able to demand a shura ain't up on our spear, but who? The Lord Yorshim, who up on your shoes, that neither he nor his inheritors or anybody else that represents it will even Lord Yorshim, who up on your shoes, and he cannot make any one of her inheritors or children or any representative of her make a shura. So I'm not a shura made that. So that was what we learned on the day of the day. And Rishima comes along and says, Kof Mashatas, Lats, Ksubasa, Yarshim Mashbinos, that when we're talking about the case of Ksuba, so then in such a case, the Yarshim can be Mashbinos. In other words, that this stipulation is not a valid stipulation in regards to Ksuba. As Rashi spelled out, the author of Shimon Lamana called Mashat and Rat Suba Yoshin Mashbinosa, in Dibra Maskal Ella Omar Abaye, says Rashi, what we're saying is the following. We learned on Day Zayin of Aleph that Abishol Ben Imam Arian said, Abulah Efe, what are we going to do? Even if they stipulated Sharei Amru, because there is Abahabal, we call this a Zamboi Para Elabishwa, that there is a requirement for a Shura to be made. And therefore, we ignore that stipulation, and there will be a requirement for a Shura. And that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Back into the Gemara, where the Gemara spells this out in terms of that issue of Abishol Ben Miriam. Who commit for you, proof of Abishol Ben Miriam, that is the same achlokus, and that is what Rabbi Shimon is saying. He's following Rabbi Shimon ben Miriam. That at the end of the day, he, despite the situation has been made, there is a takanah in the Rabbanan that says that a shura needs to be made. The Rabban over there on Daf Kei Zayin explains that the power is a takanah sakhanim. The takanah sakhanim, according to Abishol, as well as the Gemara is arguing now, is Rabbi Shimon and Mishnah, are of the opinion that once there's a takanah sakhanim, the husband's stipulation is not going to be binding in such a case. echoing Abishol. And Shimon echoes that when he says that when she is Tovask Subasa, so then in such a case, she will have to make a Shua. Now, what if she's not Tovarevik Suba? Then the Yorushim cannot be Mashbiyah, cannot force her to make Shua. What is that case? That doesn't fit into the issue that Abishol. That was an issue of only when she's Tovask Suba. So now we're saying that Rabbi Shimon is echoing the Shita of Abishol, but that doesn't fit into the words of Eina Tovask Suba. So then in such a case, she doesn't make the Shua. What's that case? Rabbi Papa suggests that there is another pshat. When we're talking about the case of Ein Tovask Suba, Ein Yorshin Mashbiyah also. It's coming to exclude from the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Rashi explains that Ibrahim Matzil Ella, about five lines in, the Sefer Shamini, the Kamri Raz Rabban and Rashbiya, calls man she yields the Shuas Abitrapia, Echa de la Patra min Anedra min Shua. The opinion of Rebbe Mother and the Rabbanan are that in the case of where they want to, the Yisomim want her to make a Shuas Abitrapis, so then in such a case, as long as the husband did not stipulate that he won't demand a Shua on her, so then in such a case, they can insist on a Shua. Rabbi Shimon comes along and he says, no, the only time you can insist on a Shua is during the time of Tovask Suba. But for anything else, unlike the position of the mother of Nachlokata, who said that the only time a woman is going to be conquered from a Shua is if the husband made the stipulation. But if the husband does not make the stipulation that you don't have to make a Shua, then he could be the chayiver for a Shua, even if we're not talking about the Ksuba. Comes along Rabbi Shimon in the second part of his statement, the last line of the Mishnah on the top of Pezayin and the Dave, and he says, if it's nothing related to the Ksuba, never a Shua, whether the husband stipulates or she doesn't have to or not. So now what will emerge is from the Matzana Kazimari, it seems that Rabbi Shimon is taking sides on two issues. Number one, Rabbi Shimon is saying, Kol man she'tovask subasa, hayorshin mashbinosa. Any time that there is a tviyas ksuba, automatically she has to make a shura. Like the position of Abishol ben Miriam, who says that the husband, even in his stipulation that you don't have to swear, does not abdicate the woman's responsibility to swear because she has a tachanas chachamim. And then Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, but that is only regards to ksuba. But to make a shul about anything else in the state, so then in such a case the woman does not have to, and that could very well be because of some of the svaros that we had mentioned above earlier in the daf, and that is that the woman is not